Welcome on in to the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot of excitement around the ballpark last night as three new Phillies making their debuts in the clubhouse. Two of them got in the game. Luis Arraez shows up. Caleb Killian shows up, as well as Brooks Raley, all acquired at the trade deadline. Killian and Arraez from the Giants. Raley from the Mets, and making an impact right away. Arraez singles home the first run of the game in the bottom of the first, makes it a 1-0 game. He then doubled to right and hit Trey Turner home in the third that made it a 2-0 ball game. And then a sack fly by Alec Bohm, a double from Brandon Marsh, Trey Turner, single in the seventh, made it a 5-0 ball game. Clearly the player of the game in his debut, one of the more memorable debuts in recent Phillies history. Luis Arraez, who, you know, I like this pickup. This is a guy who clearly an old school type of, you know, hitter. You don't see too many guys play like this anymore. You don't see too many guys in this day and age play the way that Luis Arraez plays. He hits for a ton of average, no walks, no strikeouts, just bat to ball skills, and that's how he gets on. Now, interesting in the lineup that he didn't hit leadoff. He hit fourth. We'll see if Don Mattingly mixes matches that. We got a new look at the infield. You got, you literally had, what was I going to say? Alec Bohm over at first base. You had Bryson Stott on playing third base. You had Arraez at second base and Bryce Harper moving to right field. Got to give him a lot of credit. I didn't expect him to actually like be willing to move to right field, but the fact that he did it shows that he wasn't just posturing when he brought the outfield glove on that last road trip. So really excited to have Luis Arraez around. 5-0 win in his Phillies debut. It seemed, Fransky mentioned this on the broadcast last night, but a record number of people there to watch infield practice prior to the ball game. So really, really cool stuff from the Phillies all around, who now have won the first two games and just need to win one of the next two to get a series win over the Washington Nationals, a team who they have really owned here this season. If there's been no other constant in this Phillies season, their success against the Washington Nationals really has been astounding. And so that has been good to see. Jesus Luzardo was also great in this game. He goes 8 innings, allows just 4 hits, no earned run, 7 strikeouts, 98 pitches. Caleb Killian makes his Phillies debut, pitching the 9th. And that is all she wrote for this game, a pretty easy win on the scale as far as Phillies wins go. So tomorrow, Phillies and Nationals continue it in Game 3 of this series. Again, hopefully they can keep it going here. But very impressed with Luis Arraez. Again, 2-for-4. He was the player of the game on both TV, radio, and certainly he also got a really nice ovation from the fans, which was awesome to see. That every time a new player arrives, that a warm Philadelphia welcome, like we're ready to embrace this new guy. Don't think that happens everywhere, but it's just one of the reasons why Philadelphia is certainly the great sports city that it is. So very excited about all that. Welcome on in to the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot of excitement around the ballpark last night as three new Phillies making their debuts in the clubhouse. Two of them got in the game. Luis Arraez shows up. Caleb Killian shows up, as well as Brooks Raley, all acquired at the trade deadline. Killian and Arraez from the Giants, Raley from the Mets, and making an impact right away. Arraez singles home the first run of the game. In the bottom of the first, makes it a 1-0 game. He then doubled to right and hit Trey Turner home in the third that made it a 2-0 ball game. And then a sack fly by Alec Bohm, a double from Brandon Marsh, Trey Turner, single in the seventh, made it a 5-0 ball game. Clearly the player of the game in his debut, one of the more memorable debuts in recent Phillies history, Luis Arraez, who, you know, I like this pickup. This is a guy who clearly an old school type of, you know, hitter. You don't see too many guys play like this anymore. You don't see too many guys in this day and age play the way that Luis Arraez plays. He hits for a ton of average, no walks, no strikeouts, just bat to ball skills, and that's how he gets on. Now, interesting in the lineup that he did not He didn't hit leadoff. He hit fourth. We'll see if Don Mattingly mixes matches that. We got a new look at the infield. You got, you literally had, what was I going to say? Alec Bohm over at first base. You had Bryson Stott on playing third base. You had Arise at second base and Bryce Harper moving to right field. Got to give him a lot of credit. I didn't expect him to actually like be willing to move to right field, but the fact that he did it shows that he wasn't just posturing when he brought the outfield glove on that last road trip. So really excited to have Luis Arise around. 5-0 win in his Phillies debut. It seemed, Fransky mentioned this on the broadcast last night, but a record number of people there to watch infield practice prior to the ball game. So really, really cool stuff from the Phillies all around, who now have won the first two games and just need to win one of the next two to get a series win over the Washington Nationals, a team who they have really owned here this season. If there's been no other constant in this Phillies season, their success against the Washington Nationals really has been astounding. And so that has been good to see. Jesus Luzardo was also great in this game. He goes 8 innings, allows just 4 hits, no earned run, 7 strikeouts, 98 pitches. Caleb Killian makes his Phillies debut, pitching the 9th. And that is all she wrote for this game, a pretty easy win on the scale as far as Phillies wins go. So tomorrow, Phillies and Nationals continue it in Game 3 of this series. Again, hopefully they can keep it going here, but very impressed with Luis Arise. Again, 2-for-4. He was the player of the game on both TV, radio, and certainly he also got a really nice ovation from the fans, which was awesome to see. That every time a new player arrives, that a warm Philadelphia welcome, like we're ready to embrace this new guy. Don't think that happens everywhere, but it's just one of the reasons why Philadelphia is certainly the great sports city that it is. So very excited about all that. Welcome on in to the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot of excitement around the ballpark last night as 3 new Phillies making their debuts in the clubhouse. 2 of them got in the game. Luis Arise shows up. Caleb Killian shows up, as well as Brooks Raley, all acquired at the trade deadline. Killian and Arise from the Giants, Raley from the Mets, and making an impact right away. Arise singles home the first run of the game. In the bottom of the first, makes it a 1-0 game. He then doubled to right and hit Trey Turner home in the third that made it a 2-0 ball game. And then a sack fly by Alec Bohm, a double from Brandon Marsh, Trey Turner, a single in the seventh, made it a 5-0 ball game. Clearly the player of the game in his debut, one of the more memorable debuts in recent Phillies history, Luis Arise, who, you know, I like this pickup. This is a guy who clearly an old school type of, you know, hitter. You don't see too many guys play like this anymore. You don't see too many guys in this day and age play the way that Luis Arise plays. He hits for a ton of average, no walks, no strikeouts, just bat to ball skills, and that's how he gets on. Now, interesting in the lineup that he didn't hit leadoff. He hit fourth. We'll see if Don Mattingly mixes matches that. We got a new look at the infield. You got, you literally had, what was I going to say? Alec Bohm over at first base. You had Bryson Stott on playing third base. You had Arise at second base and Bryce Harper moving to right field. Got to give him a lot of credit. I didn't expect him to actually like be willing to move to right field, but the fact that he did it shows that he wasn't just posturing when he brought the outfield glove on that last road trip. So really excited to have Luis Arise around. 5-0 win in his Phillies debut. It seemed, Fransky mentioned this on the broadcast last night, but a record number of people there to watch infield practice prior to the ball game. So really, really cool stuff from the Phillies all around, who now have won the first two games and just need to win one of the next two to get a series win over the Washington Nationals, a team who they have really owned here this season. If there's been no other constant in this Phillies season, their success against the Washington Nationals really has been astounding. And so that has been good to see. Jesus Luzardo was also great in this game. He goes 8 innings, allows just 4 hits, no earned run, 7 strikeouts, 98 pitches. Caleb Killian makes his Phillies debut, pitching the 9th. And that is all she wrote for this game, a pretty easy win on the scale as far as Phillies wins go. So tomorrow, Phillies and Nationals continue it in game three of this series. Again, hopefully they can keep it going here. But very impressed with Luis Arraez. Again, 2 for 4. He was the player of the game on both TV, radio, and certainly he also got a really nice ovation from the fans, which was awesome to see. That every time a new player arrives, that a warm Philadelphia welcome. Like, we're ready to embrace this new guy. Don't think that happens everywhere, but it's just one of the reasons why Philadelphia is certainly the great sports city that it is. So very excited about all that. Welcome on in to the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot of excitement around the ballpark last night as three new Phillies making their debuts in the clubhouse. Two of them got in the game. Luis Arraez shows up. Caleb Killian shows up, as well as Brooks Raley, all acquired at the trade deadline. Killian and Arraez from the Giants, Raley from the Mets, and making an impact right away. Arraez singles home the first run of the game in the bottom of the first, makes it a 1-0 game. He then doubled to right and hit Trey Turner home in the third, that made it a 2-0 ball game. And then a sack fly by Alec Bohm, a double from Brandon Marsh, Trey Turner, a single in the seventh, made it a 5-0 ball game. Clearly the player of the game in his debut, one of the more memorable debuts in recent Phillies history, Luis Arraez, who, you know, I like this pickup. This is a guy who clearly an old school type of, you know, hitter. You don't see too many guys play like this anymore. You don't see too many guys in this day and age play the way that Luis Arraez plays. He hits for a ton of average, no walks, no strikeouts, just bat-to-ball skills, and that's how he gets on. Now, interesting in the lineup that he didn't hit leadoff. he hit fourth. We'll see if Don Mattingly mixes and matches that. We got a new look at the infield. You got, you literally had, what was I going to say? Alec Bohm over at first base. You had Bryson Stott on playing third base. You had Arraez at second base and Bryce Harper moving to right field. Got to give him a lot of credit. I didn't expect him to actually be willing to move to right field, but the fact that he did it shows that he wasn't just posturing when he brought the outfield glove on that last road trip. So really excited to have Luis Arraez around. 5-0 win in his Phillies debut. It seemed, Fransky mentioned this on the broadcast last night, but a record number of people there to watch infield practice prior to the ball game. So really, really cool stuff from the Phillies all around, who now have won the first two games and just need to win one of the next two to get a series win over the Washington Nationals, a team who they have really owned here this season. If there's been no other constant in this Phillies season, their success against the Washington Nationals really has been astounding. And so that has been good to see. Jesus Luzardo was also great in this game. He goes 8 innings, allows just 4 hits, no earned run, 7 strikeouts, 98 pitches. Caleb Killian makes his Phillies debut, pitching the 9th. And that is all she wrote for this game, a pretty easy win on the scale as far as Phillies wins go. So tomorrow, Phillies and Nationals continue it in game 3 of this series. Again, hopefully they can keep it going here, but very impressed with Luis Arraez. Again, 2 for 4. He was the player of the game on both TV, radio, and certainly he also got a really nice ovation from the fans, which was awesome to see. That every time a new player arrives, that a warm Philadelphia welcome. Like, we're ready to embrace this new guy. Don't think that happens everywhere, but it's just one of the reasons why Philadelphia is certainly the great sports city that it is. So very excited about all that. Welcome on in to the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot of excitement around the ballpark last night as three new Phillies making their debuts in the clubhouse. Two of them got in the game. Luis Arraez shows up. Caleb Killian shows up, as well as Brooks Raley, all acquired at the trade deadline. Killian and Arraez from the Giants, Raley from the Mets, and making an impact right away. Arraez singles home the first run of the game. In the bottom of the first, makes it a 1-0 game. He then doubled to right and hit Trey Turner home in the third, that made it a 2-0 ball game. And then a sack fly by Alec Bohm, a double from Brandon Marsh, Trey Turner, a single in the seventh, made it a 5-0 ball game. clearly the player of the game in his debut, one of the more memorable debuts in recent Phillies history, Luis Arraez, who, you know, I like this pickup. This is a guy who clearly an old school type of, you know, hitter. You don't see too many guys play like this anymore. You don't see too many guys in this day and age play the way that Luis Arraez plays. He hits for a ton of average, no walks, no strikeouts, just bat to ball skills, and that's how he gets on. Now, interesting in the lineup that he didn't hit leadoff. he hit fourth. We'll see if Don Mattingly mixes matches that. We got a new look at the infield. You got, you literally had Alec Bohm over at first base. You had Bryson Stott on playing third base. You had Arraez at second base and Bryce Harper moving to right field. Got to give him a lot of credit. I didn't expect him to actually like be willing to move to right field, but the fact that he did it shows that he wasn't just posturing when he brought the outfield glove on that last road trip. So really excited to have Luis Arraez around. 5-0 win in his Phillies debut. It seemed, Fransky mentioned this on the broadcast last night, but a record number of people there to watch infield practice prior to the ball game. So really, really cool stuff from the Phillies all around, who now have won the first two games and just need to win one of the next two to get a series win over the Washington Nationals, a team who they have really owned here this season. If there's been no other constant in this Phillies season, their success against the Washington Nationals really has been astounding. And so that has been good to see. Jesus Luzardo was also great in this game. He goes 8 innings, allows just 4 hits, no earned run, 7 strikeouts, 98 pitches. Caleb Killian makes his Phillies debut, pitching the 9th. And that is all she wrote for this game, a pretty easy win on the scale as far as Phillies wins go. So tomorrow, Phillies and Nationals continue it in Game 3 of this series. Again, hopefully they can keep it going here, but very impressed with Luis Arraez. Again, 2-for-4. He was the player of the game on both TV, radio, and certainly he also got a really nice ovation from the fans, which was awesome to see. That every time a new player arrives, that a warm Philadelphia welcome, like we're ready to embrace this new guy. Don't think that happens everywhere, but it's just one of the reasons why Philadelphia is certainly the great sports city that it is. So very excited about all that. Welcome on in to the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot of excitement around the ballpark last night as 3 new Phillies making their debuts in the clubhouse. 2 of them got in the game. Luis Arraez shows up. Caleb Killian shows up, as well as Brooks Raley, all acquired at the trade deadline. Killian and Arraez from the Giants, Raley from the Mets, and making an impact right away. Arraez singles home the first run of the game. In the bottom of the first, makes it a 1-0 game. He then doubled to right and hit Trey Turner home in the third that made it a 2-0 ball game. And then a sack fly by Alec Bohm, a double from Brandon Marsh, Trey Turner, a single in the seventh, made it a 5-0 ball game. Clearly the player of the game in his debut, one of the more memorable debuts in recent Phillies history, Luis Arraez, who, you know, I like this pickup. This is a guy who clearly an old school type of, you know, hitter. You don't see too many guys play like this anymore. You don't see too many guys in this day and age play the way that Luis Arraez plays. He hits for a ton of average, no walks, no strikeouts, just bat to ball skills, and that's how he gets on. Now, interesting in the lineup that he didn't hit leadoff. he hit fourth. We'll see if Don Mattingly mixes matches that. We got a new look at the infield. You got, you literally had, Alec Bohm over at first base. You had Bryson Stott on playing third base. You had Arraez at second base and Bryce Harper moving to right field. Got to give him a lot of credit. I didn't expect him to actually like be willing to move to right field, but the fact that he did it shows that he wasn't just posturing when he brought the outfield glove on that last road trip. So really excited to have Luis Arraez around. 5-0 win in his Phillies debut. It seemed, Fransky mentioned this on the broadcast last night, but a record number of people there to watch infield practice prior to the ball game So really, really cool stuff from the Phillies all around, who now have won the first two games and just need to win one of the next two to get a series win over the Washington Nationals, a team who they have really owned here this season. If there's been no other constant in this Phillies season, their success against the Washington Nationals really has been astounding. And so that has been good to see. Jesus Luzardo was also great in this game. He goes 8 innings, allows just 4 hits, no earned runs, 7 strikeouts, 98 pitches. Caleb Killian makes his Phillies debut, pitching the 9th. And that is all she wrote for this game, a pretty easy win on the scale as far as Phillies wins go. So tomorrow, Phillies and Nationals continue it in Game 3 of this series. Again, hopefully they can keep it going here, but very impressed with Luis Arraez. Again, 2-for-4. He was the player of the game on both TV, radio, and certainly he also got a really nice ovation from the fans, which was awesome to see. That every time a new player arrives, that a warm Philadelphia welcome, like we're ready to embrace this new guy. Don't think that happens everywhere, but it's just one of the reasons why Philadelphia is certainly the great sports city that it is. So very excited about all that.